Top note on a patient, last name Wright, first name Kristen, date 1/20/2013. New paragraph, Ms. Wright returned for follow-up. She was evaluated in my office due to a bicycle accident. She was involved in October 2011, when she was hit by the car and injured her neck and fractured her talus bone in the left ankle. Patient after the accident been experiencing numbness, pain, paresthesias over the left forearm and first to fingers. I had a chance to review MRI of the cervical spine that showed the degenerative spondylosis at C5, C6 level with a possible right neuroforaminal narrowing. EMG nerve conduction velocity testing showed normal nerve conductions, but electromyography revealed chronic denervation over the left biceps and extensor digitorum communis muscle. This raised the possibility of the left posterior cord brachial plexopathy. On examination today, there was a tenderness with palpation over the posterior neck muscles. With Edson maneuver, the patient had a worsening of the pain over the left lateral neck. She had a minimal weakness over the left triceps and more significant weakness in the left fingers, dorsiflexors, and left abductor pollicis brevis muscle, 4+/5. Left triceps reflex and left biceps reflex were mildly reduced. The sensory exam was mildly reduced over the left lateral palmar surface of the hand. A new paragraph. Impression, history of bicycle accident with injury of the neck resulted in a left brachial plexopathy. According to the patient, over the last since the accident, the pain control improved in about 95%, but her dexterity and weakness improved only in about 70%. At this point, I will recommend additional course of physical therapy with attention to the brachial plexus. Today I found Edson maneuver was positive as well as the radial nerve gliding test also was positive. After 1 year and 2 months, after 15 months, I cannot tell whether the patient will have a complete recovery, but I will see her for the next 3-6 months to monitor her progress in the period. I will refer her again for physical therapy period. Signature Alexander Feldman, MD, face-to-face time, 25 minutes.